Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi guys, I'm Ben and welcome to today's English podcast. Today's episode is a correct the mistakes episode where I'm going to give you two sentences and each sentence contains two mistakes. And I'd like you to try to find the mistakes and, if you can, correct them. So in total, we are looking for four mistakes for you to find and correct. If you'd like to write these down, make sure you have a piece of paper and a pen, or maybe your computer if you want to type them. Okay, here is sentence number one. What are the mistakes? I really regret not to go traveling when I was more young. I really regret not to go traveling when I was more young. And sentence number two. I won't make dinner until you will get at home. I won't make dinner until you will get at home. Okay, so those are two sentences with mistakes. Have you detected any mistakes? Do you think you know what the problem could be? Well, if you want a bit of time to think about it, then maybe pause this episode and when you're ready, press play. Otherwise, let's go straight ahead and look at the answers. Okay, so number one, let's have a look again at what it was. I really regret not to go traveling when I was more young. So if you listened to yesterday's episode of Parler Anglais, then maybe you heard me talk about sentence structures when we use certain verbs, specifically verbs that are followed by another verb in the gerund form. And one of the verbs that I mentioned was regret. When we use the verb regret and then we use another verb, that verb has to be in the ing form. So I used the word regret in this sentence. I said, I really regret not to go traveling. So we need the gerund. It's also a negative idea, so we're going to say, I really regret not going traveling. I really regret not going traveling. So that's the first mistake. And the other part in the second half of the sentence, when I was more young. So here we have the word young, which is a short adjective. And we are comparing now with then. Now we are older. Then we were younger. Because it's a short adjective, we don't use the word more. We only use more if it's a longer adjective, like beautiful, intelligent, something like that. But with a short adjective, we don't say more young, we say younger. We just put ER on the end. And that's the case with all short adjectives. Bigger, smaller, faster, and so on. So, the first sentence in full. I really regret not going traveling when I was younger. Okay, let's take a look at the second sentence. So the original one, I won't make dinner until you will get at home. So both of the mistakes come at the end, the second half of the sentence. So I won't make dinner until is all fine. But this next bit, until you will get at home. So first of all, when we use this word until, we're going to use the simple present tense. So I won't make dinner until you will. No, we do not use the future simple with until. we use the present simple, even though we're talking about the future. This is an example of a future time clause. And after a future time clause, we don't use the future simple. We use the present. So it shouldn't be until you will get, but until you get. And the other mistake, get at home. When we talk about home, we don't use prepositions. When we're using verbs like go, get, and come, we do not go at home, come at home, get at home. We simply go home, come home, and get home. So the sentence in full, I won't make dinner until you get home. And that's it. So, how many mistakes did you find? Well done if you found any. So thank you for listening to today's episode. I hope you found it useful. If you didn't find some of the mistakes, then hopefully this has given you an opportunity to go and practice that particular grammar point and listen out for them on these podcasts. Have a great day, and I'll see you next time for another podcast.
Avant de vous quitter pour aujourd'hui, je suis très heureux de vous annoncer le retour d'un podcast dont les plus anciens d'entre vous se souviennent peut-être, Petit Curieux. C'est un podcast pour les enfants de 7 à 12 ans, dans lequel je réponds de manière adaptée à leur âge et de la façon la plus pédagogique possible, en une minute, à une question par jour, une question que peuvent se poser les enfants, bien sûr. Par exemple, les épisodes suivants sont déjà dispo. Pourquoi les flamants roses sont-ils roses? Comment font les avions pour voler? Peut-on vraiment mourir de rire? Ou pourquoi le coq chante le matin? Et puis cette semaine, je traiterai par exemple de pourquoi y a-t-il une trace blanche derrière les avions dans le ciel? Ou encore, les licornes ont-elles vraiment existé? Sur ce podcast, je publie tous les jours à 6h du matin, du lundi au vendredi. Pour l'écouter ou vous abonner, rien de plus simple, cherchez Petit Curieux, petit avec un S, dans Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Deezer ou toute autre application de podcast. Ou alors, rendez-vous sur chosesasavoir.com et vous le trouverez dans la liste. Voilà, bonne écoute et à très vite.